Now for our story. Aunt Mary Lane had driven to Huntsville today on a secret errand. In fact, when Lefty Larkin had offered to go along, she'd let him know politely but firmly that she preferred to be alone. She had assured her old friend, however, that she'd tell him a reason when the proper time came. At present, Mary Lane was most anxious to check up on whether the idea in her mind could possibly be true. If it was, well, it might prove very valuable in a certain young woman's life. The young woman was Kit Calvert, who was under treatment at the Huntsville Sanitarium after suffering a mental breakdown. Well, now Aunt Mary sits opposite Kit's doctor, Martin Larrabee, in the latter's pleasant interviewing room. The psychiatrist regards his visitor with interest, as she says.
Well, Doctor, it isn't that I wanted to question you concerning Kit. Rather, I believe I have something to tell you about her case.
Oh?
First, suppose I tell you how much I understand about Kit's trouble from what David Bowman explained to me.
Yes, why don't you? Then if there's any confusion, perhaps I'll be able to put you straight.
Well, I'm not too familiar with the technical terms and all that of psychiatry, so I may stumble a bit here and there. But I think I'll be able to make myself clear. From what David told me, Dr. Larrabee, your method is to let the patient talk freely about anything that comes into his head, and then gradually to uncover the basic reasons for whatever happens to be bothering him. Am I right?
Go ahead, Mrs. Lane.
Well, according to David, in Kit's case, back in her childhood, there seems to have been one particular period which, during her talks with you, keeps coming into her conversation. A time she keeps talking about. David said it was an accident, or rather an incident which occurred at the time Kit was about 9 years old. She had a playmate, a boy, several years older than she was, who befriended her. The other children used to torment her, but this boy took it upon himself to look out for her. And consequently, she developed a deep fondness for him. Is that right, Dr. Larrabee?
So far, Mrs. Lane, you've got the facts absolutely straight.
Mm-hmm. And then Kit's father forbade her to see this little boy anymore. In fact, he found them playing together in the Calvert home one day and sent the boy away.
Well, just a minute, Mrs. Lane.
Did I get something wrong, Doctor?
No, not at all. What you've just said is absolutely true. I mean, regarding the incident at the Calvert home. But, well, I'm surprised you know it.
You are?
Yes, very much so. See, it happens that I omitted the details of that incident when I gave Mr. Bowman the story. So far as I know, the only people aware of that particular occasion, which happens to be an especially significant one, are Miss Calvert and myself. Except for Mr. Calvert, that is.
But aren't you forgetting the other person, Dr. Larrabee?
Another person? I don't know what you mean, Mrs. Lane.
I mean the little boy, Doctor. The child who befriended Kit.
Oh, yes, the boy.
You see, Dr. Larrabee, that boy was my son, Randy.
Your son?
That's right, Doctor.
Mrs. Lane, if you're correct, the young boy Miss Calvert remembers as her friend is actually your son. Well, I can tell you it could... But can you be positive?
Yes, Doctor, I'm as positive as I can be.
How did you find out that...
That it was Randy? Well, Randy's never spoken much about his friendship with Kit as a child until just recently. Oh, I forget now what it was that recalled that time to his mind, but he got to reminiscing the other day, and he told me about this time in the schoolyard when the children had been teasing Kit, and he went to her rescue. And about another time at Kit's home when Ben Calvert found him there and shooed him away in no uncertain terms.
I see. You know, Mrs. Lane, it's an amazing coincidence that he remembers. Or perhaps it isn't such a coincidence after all. Apparently, Miss Calvert looked up to him a great deal, depended on him. I don't know your son, of course, but from Miss Calvert's memories of him, I'd judge him to be of a gentle, protective nature.
Yes, Randy has a protective nature, but gentle. Well, he has a fighting nature, too, Doctor. If he thinks anyone's being maligned or abused, well... He's very intolerant of intolerance.
Well, then, as a child, this frightened little girl's dependence must have made a deep impression on him. And it explains why he's carried it in his consciousness all through the years.
I see.
Well, I'm sure this information will be of help, Mrs. Lane. Yes, it may help a great deal. You know, while you've been talking, something occurred to me. You remember I said your name was familiar?
Yes. Well,
Miss Calvert's spoken of you. I didn't connect you with it at first, though. You see, she always refers to you as Aunt Mary.
Well, most everyone does. And there was a time when Kit was very much a part of the Lane household.
Yes, I know. From what Miss Calvert has told me, I must say I admire your generosity in coming here to help us out.
My generosity?
Now, I've gathered that that young woman caused your family, particularly your young niece, I believe, a great deal of unhappiness.
Oh, well, Doctor, that's all in the past.
I recall you have every reason to be quite bitter about it.
Being bitter or revengeful only sours your own life, Doctor. So I try not to think about the Calvert's attitude toward me and my household. Life's too short, and there are too many good things to enjoy to allow yourself to dwell on the Ben Calverts.
I've heard a great deal about Mr. Calvert from his daughter, and also from his brother-in-law, David Bowman. And then I've talked to him myself.
I think I know what you mean.
Can well imagine what a remorseless enemy a man like that could be.
And yet, it's hard to condemn a person if you really know him, really understand him.
Exactly. And Mrs. Lane, I believe you missed your calling. You would have made an excellent psychiatrist.
Well, maybe. If it's a question of trying to understand people's motives. It's always been my belief that knowing the causes, the reasons for people doing things, is just about the most important factor in getting along in the world.
Yeah, more people felt as you do, I'm sure we'd have considerably fewer divorces, fewer wars, and, well, fewer of all the other man-made ills which beset humanity.
The idea is not original with me, Dr. Larby. It simply amounts to a practical application of the golden rule. Seems to me that's all one needs to go by.
Do unto others.
That's right. And it's a precept which has never failed me, I'm thankful to say. Dr. Larby, now that you know, I mean about Randy, do you think Kit's recovery may be speeded up?
You're really concerned about her cure, aren't you?
Well, Doctor, Kit has a side to her that is fine. She has it in her to be a lovely person. Are you going to tell her that it is my son?
No, not right away. First, I'll do my best to get Miss Calvert to recall that it was your son. I'd like to have her remember that by herself. Now that I know some of the details from your son's standpoint, I may be able to help her do so. Or I might try mentioning his name to see if she responds to it at all. You see, Mrs. Lane, it's not accidental that she's forgotten. She forgot on purpose, so to speak, so she could forget the hurt with which your son was associated. The hurt of losing him.
You mean when Ben broke up their friendship?
Yes. That's why we have to go very slowly. Otherwise, the sudden revelation, the reliving of the experience, might do more harm than good.
I see.
But I did want to ask you, if Miss Calvert's reaction appears to be favorable, do you think your son would be willing to come here and visit her?
I think so, but I couldn't say for sure. It would be up to him what he wanted to do.
Is your son like you, Mrs. Lane?
Like me? Well, I don't know. Some people say so, yes.
Then I'm pretty sure what his answer will be.
And yet Mary Lane was far from certain what Randy's reaction would be. The protective feelings he's had for Kit Calvert when they were both children must have been very much changed by now. For Randy remembered only too well the misery the adult Kit Calvert had caused his own pretty cousin, Peggy Douglas. And Randy, who loved Peggy dearly, was a very loyal person.